It's 6:04, 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. More than 20 new state laws took effect last week in Colorado. Two of them add protections for renters, including a ban on junk fees or hidden fees attached to rent. Another new law expands Medicaid coverage for abortion services, implementing part of a 2024 ballot measure that established a constitutional right to abortion in Colorado. Other measures give consumers the right to repair personal electronics, make it easier for food trucks to operate in different parts of the state, and add protections for wild bison. One new state law that took effect last week tightens regulations on hundreds of gun shows held in Colorado each year. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods.
The law bars anyone under 18 years old from entering gun shows without a parent or guardian, and requires shows to ensure that each gun sale complies with Colorado's 3-day waiting period. Gun show operators also now have to implement security measures, share a security plan with local law enforcement, and carry liability insurance. On a second offense, they'll be charged with a Class 1 misdemeanor and banned from holding gun shows in Colorado for 5 years. The law does not apply to shows that only include antique firearms. It's one of several gun control measures passed during last year's legislative session.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A state judge accepted plea agreements for the owners of a Colorado funeral home for the abuse of 191 corpses over the objections of relatives of the victims. Carrie and John Halford operated a Colorado Springs funeral home. Authorities say they maintained a lavish lifestyle and gave fake ashes to some families of the dead. The latest plea agreement would have John Halford sentenced to between 30 and 50 years and Carrie Halford to between 25 and 35 years. You are listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 7:06.